Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, and today we've got a champ going up against some chumps. I mean, worthy opponents is what I meant to say.
I think you're pretty accurate the first time.
We've got Billy Way, Davis, Jeff Tate, and Tom Takkar. Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Let's meet everybody individually, starting with his special Testify is on YouTube. It's Billy Wayne Davis. Hey, dude.
What's up, man? It's so good. What a fun. I miss you guys. It's fun to be here.
Right? A fun gathering I put together. I kind of realized that it's like kind of the opposite of like intervention. You know, it's more just like, hey, I surprised you guys and brought you all together just because it would be fun for everybody.
And when you said chump, I was like, that's accurate, because it also made me realize, like, I had a really good first appearance on this show, and then since then, it has not gone well ever. And,
I'm right. You just never really know. You never know which way the, you know, the questions and games are going to roll at you. Sometimes it happens because of luck. Other times it happens because you're Sam Levine. It could go in any direction.
I've been on several episodes with him, and I'm like, well, this is like I'm on it with IMDb, so right. He's going to destroy me. So.
Yeah, just like how Ken Jennings competed against the computer on Jeopardy. We should have Sam Levine compete against IMDb.
Yes.
Oh, see which one is quicker. Have you guys seen that show Beat Shazam, where you have to be faster than Shazam at figuring out a song? Isn't the point that Shazam figures out songs like immediately?
It's not immediate.
It takes a second.
Yeah, it does.
It takes a few seconds.
The twirling thing.
You know what I mean? You got to be good, though, to get a song faster than Shazam.
Yeah.
I think that show would be more interesting if it like also had to do with your signal, like your phone signal.
Right.
Right.
because that is the game, and like
who
how
can
loud
get the
is.
Answer from Shazam the quickest.
Yes.
Yeah, which one of us is the richest? Who has the
oh my god, career? I definitely want to try that in a live show sometime. instead of beat Shazam, get Shazam. Whoever gets Shazam to answer the quickest wins.
Whoever can download the app the fastest.
Our next contestant today had to beat Amy Miller and John Erler to get here. It's our current returning champ, Jeff Tate. Hey, dude.
Hello, everybody.
Tater.
Hey, guys. It's nice to hear you.
Hey, are you going to be in Oregon March 18th?
Yeah, I believe so. What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be here on the 18th. Damn
okay,
it.
Okay.
I'll be back on the 19th.
I'll still be doing a show that night in Portland.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice. Hey, it's great. It's a great way to plug a show by bringing up the date and then saying who's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Wait, Jeff, are you going to be in Tulsa?
No. No. I know that answer. No.
15th to the 18th.
Are you going to be in...
I love just taking his turn. We're all just promoting. Oh, that's so
funny. Let's see.
Already are you
going to be in Portland on March 25th and 26th?
I am going to be in Portland March 25th and 26th.
Okay, then you're going to be on. I'm doing stand up and Doug Loves Movies both of those days at Helium. It'll be a gas, and Jeff is going to be there.
Hooray!
Also joining us with more dates and cities, more things to remember. A man you could see at Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas on April 15th and 16th.
That's, I think, that not true.
A man who cancels dates.
I think that's for I think my calendar is not up to date, is what's happening.
Your calendar is all dates that have already happened, and then that one. That's the only live date is one that's not true.
Yeah, I need to fix. I thought that I had updated my calendar, but I suppose I did not.
That was like a placeholder.
Yes, yes.
What did Cap City like, see your act? What happened?
I did Cap City. I did it last April, I think.
Oh, 15th and 16th?
Yeah, I think I did it last April, 15th and 16th.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's like... When you open up your page, it's
that is
like,
crazy.
Boom.
I thought I just updated this thing.
He's
maybe
gonna be
I'm crazy.
But I have my phone and computer are both really good at finding the wrong page. So maybe I found a page called Dusty Old Shows.
It is an interesting way to open your page, though, Tom, is to be like, it's like a memory. Like,
yeah, that is
like
true.
A photo. Like, remember this gig that you didn't come to?
Yeah, this happened.
I want to make it clear. I did go to the date. I did the show. I'm not an
Oh, great.
Asshole.
Well, as long as we're talking about Austin, I'm going to be doing shows at South by Southwest on March, Doug Loves Movies on March 14th and 18th. Two tapings, and you could probably get in without a badge, is all I'm saying. Because there's so much going on at South By, and you know they like butts in the seats shows. So I think if you just show up, you don't even need a South By badge. But you didn't hear it from me, except for hearing it from me. And what a great lineup of guests we have today for competition. But first, before things get ugly, let's talk about some ugly movies, because it's that time of year again, where the Oscars are upon us, and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, they like to nominate some things that are fancy and esoteric, and then they also like to try to get some crowd pleasers in there. So they nominate 10 movies for Best Picture, and in today's Recommendation Nation, I'd like the three of you, of course, none of you have seen all 10, I don't think. I know I haven't. But based on what you know, I'd like each of you to name the movie that is your favorite out of the 10 that got nominated. I'll recap them for you if need be. Billy Wayne, BWD, what do you think?
I'm going to need a recap.
Okay, here we go. Right out of the gate. I mean, we all do. It's like 10 movie titles from the past year. From the last 12 months, 10 movies came out that they put on a list. Top Gun Maverick,
Triangle of Sadness, Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Tar, Fablemans, The, Elvis, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of Water. Oh, that water. It certainly has a way. And Women Talking, or as Mark Wahlberg likes to refer to it, Women Are Talking. You know, he thinks it's more of a warning. Just a little heads up. That's what he said when he was announcing the names of the nominees on the SAG Awards. He said women are talking. And then also, you know, he knew the five movies or whatever that were nominated for Best Ensemble, and he literally opened up the envelope and went everything, and then had to look back to finish Everywhere All at Once. Like, what other words could have possibly been on that piece of paper? There weren't any other titles that began with the word everything. Anyway,
he hasn't seen that movie.
No, he hasn't. Nope. Well, no. Lots of people pointed out how weird it is that his like youthful hate crimes involved Asians, and then he's giving out an award that's probably the first, if not the first, one of the first times an Asian cast has won the SAG Award.
That's growth.
It was bad. It was a bad choice.
But it is growth. He's not punching them. He's giving them awards.
Well, I didn't see what happened when they turned the cameras off, Billy.
Oh, that's I spoke too soon. That's why I should never speak.
Did you? I mean, if you saw the movie, it doesn't look like Mark Wahlberg likes to pick fights when he knows he'll lose them.
Yeah,
I don't think so. No, he doesn't.
No.
He's an actor, you guys. He's an actor.
Yeah.
I think
One of those movies, Billy Wayne, is your
Maverick,
favorite?
Maverick, Top Gun.
That's your fave?
It's just the best movie.
I was worried having three guys on the show might just be the same answer three times, but why'd you
like
it?
If I'm being honest, it's...
How many of the movies have you seen? Two?
Maybe. That's what I was like. I mean...
Maybe?
I watch...
Yeah, listen, what other
I have a 4-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I'm a stand-up comedian. So,
right. So every movie you watch feels like a fever dream.
It is like I don't know if I finished any of the movies. The cinematic experience, I would say, for Top Gun it's tough to beat.
Right.
And I didn't see Avatar. How almost insulting James Cameron can be about like unobtainium and like the way he does some of that stuff. It's like, just spend $300,000 of that bazillion-dollar budget and hire a writer. It's just all you have to do. So that kind of stuff takes it out.
He's a cocky fella. He's very cocky.
Unobtainium about what made me does. Hate the first one for sure.
I think couldn't... they
should have called it "Can't Get It-ism" or whatever.
Yeah, this new one, I haven't seen yet because I was talking to my friend Chris Mancini on his podcast where we were discussing our predictions for the Oscars, and it just since it's all takes place on that planet. Except for like one character, I guess it's all basically animated, you know. So it's like watching an animated movie, which is fine. But most of the animated movies I like are about an hour shorter and have catchy songs.
They use writers.
And writers. I keep forgetting. Yeah.
It's all so right. important. It's crazy. He skips that step every time.
Yeah, no, he's got 2.5 hours worth of ideas that he wants to throw at you, and and he has uninteresting characters who don't articulate themselves to say them.
It feels like he's letting AI just write the movie, like the dialogue and stuff, now, like the chat at GPT stuff.
It's pretty amazing. Because also when he does decide to get colorful with the language, it just gets weird. Like he just comes up with weird turns of phrase that are off-putting. All right, Jeff, save me here. You must have liked one of these other ones better than Top Gun Maverick.
that is a tough. I'm gonna say, what if I said Tar? Nobody would believe me. I've never seen it. I'm gonna say Everything Everywhere All at Once because it is not Top Gun Maverick.
Oh my God! Just be honest with yourself, Jeff.
Yeah,
you know. Doug did this. He booked three dumbasses to be on the show and then wants them to be smart.
I don't think you're necessarily smart for picking one of these other movies. I think some of these other movies are. I'm not a big fan of a few of them. You know, I haven't seen The Women Talking or the Avatar or the All Quiet on the Western Front, but I've seen everything else.
I do want to see All Quiet on the Western Front. Yeah, I like World War II stories, and I like British. I like the way the British tell them because they're like, "We're just going to redo it the way it happened," and you're like, "All right, I'll watch."
You're gonna be really disappointed because I think this is a German movie about World War I.
Whatever.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So you're close.
Wow, I didn't know I had a couple of historians at the same time who disagree so much about that history.
this is like real time with Bill Maher.
I don't think we've seen anything, honestly.
But anyway, All Quiet on the Western Front is a remake of a movie that won Best Picture. One of the first Best Pictures, I think. And they call it an anti-war movie, which cracks me up because it's hard to think of a pro-war movie that, you know, has war in it. If a movie has war in it, it kind of makes it anti-war. But Everything Everywhere All at Once is an amazing achievement. It'd be my pick of these 10 as my favorite. So you're comfortable sticking with that, Jeff?
Yeah. I actually do think it is, like, it's a better movie. And over my life, I'll see Maverick so many more times. But cool. Everything Everywhere All at Once is a really good movie.
Can I say that as, like, I think action, if we're doing the Academy of Motion Pictures, there are genres. And action, like comedy, is always kind of overlooked. And as an action movie, I don't know if I've seen one better than the Maverick movie.
Yeah,
no?
It's really fun. In that area, it doesn't get any better. But, you know, and the movie also saved motion pictures, according to some people, the theatrical distribution of motion pictures, because movie theaters were hurting so bad that they needed a big hit like that to get people to come out.
Mm-hmm. But people talked about it. Like I had, like, people I knew would see that movie and then talk about that movie, and Avatar made so much money and nobody talks about it.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was out for a minute. It took a while. I was like, oh yeah, I guess we should see Avatar, and then never got around to it.
It's kind of a wild what's going on, because like, it's kind of like you have to feel a little shameful if you're into Avatar, but it's okay to be super into Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because Avatar is stupid.
Right. But you've seen Top Gun, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's not a smart movie.
It's genius.
No,
it's genius.
There's some foreign policy going on. There's some subtle
foreign policy with
foreign
which
policy
nation?
Was so good they took it out of Top Gun 2.
Yeah, who are we at war with?
Yeah,
nobody.
That's our policy. That is our policy.
It should have had a Fight Club ending where Tom Cruise was everybody.
He's in a coma from pulling 12 G's at the beginning.
Oh my God. He's such a maniac. But the flying footage in that movie really makes the first Top Gun look really silly. I always thought that the fighting scenes in the first Top Gun were kind of confusing and and they've certainly cleared that up because it's very clear what's going on the whole time. But it still cracks me up that they have these really expensive planes and these amazing pilots, and they're always like, where is he? And looking over their shoulder. They're always like checking their blind spots on both sides. Like, yeah. You think the technology would assist them somehow without them having to do that?
Nope. You still got to look over the old shoulder.
Just get a, like, they don't even have side mirrors.
No, they don't have anything. It doesn't, with side mirrors really slow them down that much.
I always thought it was just because they were excited to see him. You know what I mean?
They do. They really. I bet you that in real fight, I bet real fighter pilots have something that, like, they know whether somebody's on their side or not. But for cinematically, it looks interesting because they're always just seem like they're sort of sitting ducks and they're trapped and they're panicked and they're looking around on both sides. So it does visually, it really sells that, you know, something's happening.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when the navigator, you're like, hey, dude, this is your only job is to know where they're at.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is the guy in the back, you know, is doing the same thing. Like, why wouldn't he just be facing the other way?
Yes. Thank you. I have been riding the Air Force for decades now. Turn that backseat around. Solves all your problems.
Yeah, it sure does. Also, yeah, it really does. It creates less intimacy in the military. Tom, what is your choice? You can say one of the ones they've already said, because it really is a two-horse race for any human being who's
white
male.
Sure. I love Top Gun. It was not in my top three here. Or no, it wasn't my top three, but it was number three. Because the only four I saw were Elvis, Top Gun, Banshees, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I watched Banshees twice, and the first time I was like, it was like a little much for me. People kept saying it was hilarious, and I was like, I am not. It was too devastating for me. And then the second time I saw it, I loved it. But I still, Everything Everywhere All at Once was the best movie theater experience I've had in a long time. I loved it, and I every day I see on Twitter someone telling me that I'm actually stupid for liking it, and that it's actually not good, and it's made me doubt myself with it. But I, if I'm being honest, I just loved Everything Everywhere at Once, and I thought the performances were all great. I cried several times in it. I'm a little bitch boy, and I loved it.
What? Who was telling you that it's not good? That's insane.
You're kind of hard on yourself there at the end for no reason.
Yeah.
That was that was my dad talking.
Yeah, oh, man, your dad's got Twitter in the afterlife?
And he's live, yeah. Jeff knows.
That's one of Twitter's new services, is they speculate what the dead might say about you.
Yeah.
That costs, that's an extra $6.
No, yeah. That's free. That one's free.
Yeah, no, that one gives to you with our compliments.
It's Twitter boo.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. I wake up, but every day on Twitter, I see a new person who's like, hate to break it to you, but Everything Everywhere, I actually didn't like Everything Everywhere All at Once. And now I read a thread of people saying, like, yeah, everybody's stupid, and I'm one of those idiots who fucking ate it up. And
I get people get angry when something, when everyone is saying something's great, people, as soon as it isn't perfect to them, then they start to dig in and be like, wait a second, why would they say this is great, this is only pretty good, whatever.
Well,
you know?
I had the same thing with Knives Out and the sequel, where it's like I loved it in the theater, and then I let people convince me that I was actually a fucking idiot and that it sucked, and I was like, oh yeah, I guess I'm stupid, and you're right, and
Tom.
Dumb, and Tar is the best movie ever made, and I have not seen it, but
Tar is the best movie ever made. But Tom, you got to let yourself off the hook, man. These people are terrible.
Yeah.
Knives Out was great. The second one was great.
They're just fun movies. So is Top Gun. Like, they're great.
I think you're listening to people that aren't happy, so they're doing projection about people that are happy and enjoying things. Mm-hmm. And then you hear your dead dad, I think, too, because I think we've established that pretty quick. Yeah. This is a different movie podcast than I thought I was going to do.
My favorite movie of the year, as far as like a big fun movie, like, you know, for me, trumps everything. But you know, a lot of people haven't seen it. And others, you know, resist its charms is RRR.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Was Chippendales last year? Because I loved that movie too. That was not Chippendales, not the one, like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was very fun.
That was a fun movie for sure. Yeah. It was very super reminiscent of Roger Rabbit because it was like, you know, had a story and stuff, but also was just adorable and had good references to things.
Mm-hmm.
Very Lonely Island takes over Chippendale, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, now I want him to do it to all of them. Come on, give us a tailspin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm on board.
All right.
I can't believe the unbearable weight of massive talent wasn't nominated.
Well, I can believe it because it wasn't, you know, as well received as we would like it to have been. But, you know, it still exists. That's the great thing. And so,
yes,
I love that movie very much. And, you know, to me, that one, it came out around the same time as Everything Ever All at Once. And I just hit that one at the more the right moment than Everything Ever All at Once. So for a while, it was like, oh, Massive Talent's my favorite movie. But, you know, now with in terms of resonating with me and clearly others, I'm into Everything Everywhere All at Once. But yeah, so out of the top five, I don't know. I mean, out of the 10 that they nominated, I'd go Everything Everywhere All at Once. But I did like things about some of these other movies, and I was disappointed a little bit, Tom, that you were starting to go Banshees and then backed off.
I did love Banshees, but I would just be lying to myself if I said I liked it more than Everything Everywhere All at Once. But I really did. I, like I said, the second time I watched it, I really loved it. The first time it was like, there were moments that were a bit much for me to take in the humor of it. But the performances are all incredible, and it's such a simple plot, but it's really good. It's also just a beautifully shot film. Like,
yeah, somebody else said how beautiful and ugly it is.
Yes, exactly. Somebody pointed this out, and I realized this is what happened to me too. And this is how I am an idiot. Is that I was just like, man, Ireland looks awesome. Like, it did not occur to me that it was not current time. Like that it was. like, man, I gotta go out there.
Ireland is awesome.
Yeah, oh, I still want to see Ireland, but I thought it was awesome. Like this whole different this different thing going on.
You're not wrong. It is awesome. Yeah.
We got to take a break. We'll be back with some games right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back, and tempers have calmed. We were having a heated discussion
Let's play some games. First up is a game I call Creed is Good. Like Gordon Gekko famously said, Creed is good. But how does it stand up against Creed 2 and Creed 3? I've got questions for you guys. And the answer to each one of these questions is Creed, Creed 2, or Creed 3. First guy misses, second guy gets a shot. He misses, third guy gets a gimme point. Alphabetical by first name is how we're going to start. Are you ready? Are you ready, Billy Wayne?
Yes.
Has the tagline, two coaches, two fighters, one showdown.
Creed 2.
Why do you say that?
Because the 224, the tagline, two coaches.
Two two one equals four.
Yep.
That's what you came. That's why you came up with it.
In numbers like Jim Carrey. They're all flying at them.
Two, two, four. That is the correct answer. It is.
Thank you.
Creed 2.
Thank you.
That confusing math of two coaches and two fighters, one showdown, was from Creed 2.
It's Billy like that. Lane, it's like the Michael Scott code for talking to people is like green means go ahead and shut your mouth. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I love that episode.
All right, Jeff, you're up first on this next one. Billy Wayne's on the board with 1 point in the game I call Creed is Good. Jeff, which is the longest Creed?
The first Creed.
One, Creed. Two, or three? You're Creed, going Creed one. One is the longest. Have you seen Creed 3 yet?
I have not.
It just opened today, right?
Yes, it just opened today.
I think it did, yeah. And listeners will have seen it because this doesn't come out until Monday. Did I mention the date at the top? I think no. I did. It's Friday. March. What?
Third.
Well, people are going to be able to tell by our total TGIF attitude throughout the show. I don't think you
have right. It's true. We do have that.
We're looking forward to watching dinosaurs tonight on ABC.
Days go by.
Wait, did I say if you're right or wrong, Jeff?
You said I was correct, and then we moved on.
Oh, okay. Did I do the whistle?
You didn't. You'd actually
no. You didn't say. I was like, no, he didn't.
I have to do the whistle to make it official.
Damn it! I really thought he was gonna be wrong on that one.
Well, it's really a tight one because Creed 1 is 2 hours and 13 minutes. Creed 2 is 2 hours and 10 minutes, and then Creed 3 with the star of the movie Michael B. Jordan at the helm comes in at a tight 1 hour 56 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I thought that was gonna be the one.
You know, like at least six minutes of that is credits. So like we're talking pretty tight Rocky.
That's great.
I mean Creedy. don't get Creedy. All right. Tom, you're up first on this next one. These guys have been nailing
pressure,
it.
So,
yeah, you gotta make a three-way tie happen here.
Need it.
Got an 83% from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Creed 1, 2, or 3?
I'm going to go with Creed 3 just because the other two have been answers already. And I feel like I remember Creed 1 being a pretty high score with the critics, but I could be wrong. I'm going Creed 3. You're looking for the wrong answer button, aren't you?
I know. Oh. You started talking right when I hit it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Billy Wayne,
Yes.
That was incorrect.
Yes, it was.
83% went to Creed 1 or 2.
I'm saying 2. I'm sticking to what got me here.
I'm saying 2 every time?
I'm dancing with the date I brought. You know what I mean?
All right. That's not going to work in the next game.
Well.
But it worked now.
Wow. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yes.
Okay, Jeff, this is your chance to tie it up with Billy Wayne. Tom, it's always great to have you on the show.
I'm a damn chump, just saying.
He already did.
I remember.
All right, Jeff, are you ready? How many Creed movies have you seen, Jeff?
None.
Zero Creed movies?
I haven't seen any Creed. I haven't seen any Creed or Rocky movies.
You've never seen a Rocky
what?
Movie?
No.
You should.
We got to see Rocky One, brother. It's
you
really
should
good.
Tweet. You should tweet
Man,
the entire series.
People so mad.
You should watch all yeah. of it. You should watch it all from the beginning. I would love to hear how somebody feels about just how the tone of it changes, and now it's. I feel it's like it's with the Creed movies. It's going back towards what the original Rockies were like, but I'm way behind on my Creeds. I haven't seen any Creeds.
No.
Anyway, Jeff, so you're going to be just guessing here then if you've never seen a Creed.
I feel pretty good about my chances.
Okay.
Yeah, Milo. I'll be just guessing.
Milo Ventimiglia is in it.
Oh, that's the first one.
Creed 1, Creed 2, or Creed 3?
That's Creed 1.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn. I thought if I had enough confidence.
You said it so confidently that I started going, oh, shit, I'm going to have to apologize for writing down the wrong thing. Jeff corrected me, really made me look bad. No, that's incorrect. Tom.
Creed 2.
You're a spoiler here. You can decide if Billy Wayne wins this the easy way or the hard way.
Oh shit! I like to make things easy for my friend Billy Wayne. But I'm gonna say Creed 2.
Creed 2 is the correct answer, which means that Tom is on the board, but it's too little, too late. Billy Wayne's got the 2 points, so he wins.
Yes.
This particular. Game called Creed is good. Congratulations, yes. dude.
Yes.
Milo, yes. I like Milo's credit in Creed 2 because he plays Robert Balboa.
Oh, Robbie Balboa.
Bobby Balboa. BBB.
Bobby Balboa.
I think Robbie Five is my favorite.
Bobby Balboa. Jeff, you gotta see Rocky for real.
I think I was talking to Troy about this earlier, and I think like we weren't allowed to watch them when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I think it's because my parents thought Rocky or Rambo were the same thing.
They are pretty similar. No.
Yeah, he's a pretty rough dude all around. Like even in the first Rocky, Rocky's like a guy that beats people up for loan sharks when he decides to go into professional wrestling. And yet somehow, because it was in the 70s and it's gritty, he's like an anti-hero.
Mm-hmm. Even in crime he has to do, he's a laborer.
He doesn't want to do that life anymore. He wants to get out of that life. He just wants to pet his turtles. I was gonna say feed his turtles and hang out with his new girlfriend.
That is a very Philadelphia story, if we're being honest. It's like everyone's like, yeah. I don't want to be in the mob. And everyone's like, you have to be in the mob here.
Well, you still got to punch people. So what are your options?
Yeah. No, violence is the only answer for Rocky, but it turned out pretty good for him and for the man who plays him. But we have to do another commercial break. We're going to come back and... whoever won that, Billy Wayne, you got to go first in our next game. So we'll do that right after these messages.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and Billy Wayne gets to go first in our next and final game, the one that decides it all. And speaking of taglines, we just were, right? Let's play. Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? That's the game. What's that?
I said Ryan Stiles.
You just yelled out Ryan Stiles.
It was Colin Mackerel.
That's Billy Wayne. Billy Wayne's the guy that goes to an improv show and starts yelling out suggestions before they ask for them.
No, I just yell out Ryan Stiles at any
any situation where it sounds like it might be something to do with him.
If anyone asks me for a suggestion, I'm just like Ryan Stiles.
I like thinking of Colin Mackerel's like if they had an improv scene in a Shark's Tale.
They should remake that movie with that, just because of that. All around
his name is not Mackerel.
I know. That would be in the movie. It would be that.
Yeah. In real life, it's mockery. You're making a mockery of mockery by calling him a mackerel. What were we doing? Oh, yeah. We're playing the Ryan Stiles game. And I'll tell you the tagline to a movie, Billy Wayne. And then if you don't get it, then Tom gets a shot. If Tom doesn't get it, then Jeff gets a shot.
Yes.
And if nobody gets it, we just walk away and try to remain dignified in the process. Because these are not easy, or they're very easy. And for any player, either of those things can be true at any given time. But two things to remember, that there will be a theme will emerge to maybe help guide you in the right direction or make it harder. And answers must be the full correct title.
Damn it. I hate that.
Yeah. Right. I know. There's not a lot of it in this one, but there is. It will come up that you'll need to know the full title.
I respect it. I just don't like it.
Okay.
Same way we feel about Donald J. Trump.
Wait, what?
I don't.
I was gonna say I feel the opposite. I like it, but I don't respect it.
Yeah,
it doesn't work either way.
It's fun, but he shouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Okay, Billy Wayne. Out of all the motion pictures ever made, no TV movies.
Okay.
Which one do you think had the tagline "Find something worth fighting for"?
I just have to guess a movie, right?
Yeah.
I was really praying there was a multiple choice coming up, and I was like, "There's not."
There could be, but this is, you know, you're playing expert level.
Okay, cool. I'm just like Can you repeat the tagline one more time?
Mm-hmm. Find something worth fighting for.
Starship Troopers.
Not bad, because it's a lot of recruitment going on in that movie to fight the bugs.
Thank you.
But not the correct
answer. I was just looking for some kind of... Yeah, beam.
No, red. No, yep. That's how you play this game.
Damn it.
Just that's... take a guess.
Okay, good.
Tom.
Find something worth fighting. So I'm thinking about the find. So was there a Where's Waldo movie ever?
Yeah.
Find.
What kind of game show situation do you get to ask questions?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I'm going to say Taken. I'm going to go with Taken.
Oh, I like that one too. Find something worth fighting for. Your own daughter, you got to find her and fight for her. You got to do both. But that's not the answer. Jeff.
I'm going to say Creed.
Why are you? What kind of stupid? That is the correct answer. What the? Creed.
Nice. Someone's played the game before.
Someone knows a sneaky situation when he sees it.
Good job.
Knows just how to play it.
Not even mad. Not even mad.
Tom. I mean, sorry, Billy Wayne, you're up first on this next one. And don't forget that there will be a theme to these answers. So far you got Creed.
Oh, I understand. I thought you meant like a theme song was going to play then. Would help us with
man.
Right, man. Right after I give the answer, I do like to give everybody a little taste of that particular movie's theme song. So here's a little something from Creed. It's Creed. It's Creed.
I remember that song. I was crying during it. That was really good.
I think you nailed your personal assessment. I'm done.
Ready, Billy Wayne?
Yeah, you know it.
You're up first again. What movie has the tagline "Get ready for rush hour"?
Oh.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do to get ready. Probably put some clothes on.
You should pee before you leave the house.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Is it rush hour?
That would be great.
I've done get ones ready. That are that obvious in the past, but not when we're playing expert level like we are today.
Okay, but that would be an expert level
that
trick.
Would be good. Mm-hmm. Every movie should just have that be their tagline.
Or Rush Hour 2.
Get ready for Rush Hour.
All right, we still have Tom and Jeff still have to guess. Right. So, Tom.
It's Get Ready for Rush Hour?
Get
I'm
ready
gonna go with
for Rush Hour.
Speed.
With Keanu Reeves?
That is, yes, with Keanu Reeves.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Who did it?
I guess figured out the theme. I guess rhyming is the damn theme too, huh?
What? I don't know. Maybe. Could be movies where there are security guards. Or movies
Wayne's World.
With titles that are six letters. Or that wouldn't work. No. All right. Five letters. All right. So Tom's got a point, but now we go to Jeff. Jeff, what movie has the tagline "Rush Hour hits the water"?
Damn it!
This movie is called Speed 2 Cruise Control.
That is correct. That is the right answer.
Very good. Really opened
Why
the door
did they
for
add
you there,
cruise
Jeff?
Control?
Because they were on a boat.
I know, but it.
Your
you
cars
still
have cruise control too.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't even know if boats do have cruise control. I've never driven one.
Just so.
No, they just, it was a subtle wink to the audience that this movie does not try. This movie is
bad with autopilot.
This movie does as little as possible. They just like, they even, it's so lazy. The last 15 minutes is watching a boat slowly crash into a town. And it just keeps going and keeps crashing. It's the longest boat crash into a city I've ever seen.
They should have just done it as Titanic. Like, they should have had it been hitting like a big iceberg, and that was it.
Except I don't, you know, speed. I like to think that if Keanu had been in it, that already been would have been the first step towards making mm-hmm. it would have automatically made it better. But you know, that might be why he dipped, because maybe he's just like, this script sucks.
He's like, the yeah. last 15 minutes of the script is just a boat crashing. All right, yeah, but slow.
Yeah, I just guess, I think they just said cruise control as a subtitle because they just really wanted to ease people into, hey, this isn't a fun car chase movie. This is a slow cruise vessel movie.
This is, do you like shuffleboard? This movie's going to be your speed. This is,
yeah. It's
also, was that movie set ride. On like a cruise ship? Was that it? They were all on like a that. Yeah. Then it's funny to think like, yeah, let these people go, man. Like, fuck them.
Yeah,
cruise ship people. They're eating the buffet.
She's
every
on
day,
a cruise. She's a Sandy B's on a cruise because she's trying to forget about Keanu. And she meets another hotshot who, you know, is good when there's a situation. And then they have to keep the boat under 55 miles per hour. No, I don't know how that works. I don't think they have to keep it going any particular speed. But
I like the idea of someone taking a cruise ship hostage and then them calling and be like, we have the whole cruise ship, and everybody being like, yeah, that's cool. You can have them.
Yeah, I mean, some of those people, are all right, but they're still mostly folks that would go on a cruise. So.
Yes,
well, imagine being the committee.
They're your responsibility now.
Yeah,
like, you still got to do a clean set during all of it.
They already have somebody. They've already arranged to have their pets taken care of. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about that.
It's
you know,
they're like the pirates are like, oh, damn it, what? Ah. Oh.
Hey, what do pet hotels do when people do? People, do you think people abandon? They must abandon their dogs at pet hotels.
But it happens more
what do they do?
Think.
Oh, I'm sure something good.
Probably just keep the dog around for a few years and keep the tab running, and then eventually chase down the person.
Mm-hmm.
Charge him for 3 years of doggy care.
That's a good. Now that's a good movie. Is a dog that just gets to live in a hotel for 3 years.
Yeah, I think
hotel for dogs.
No, doggy. No. This is dog lives in a hotel.
No, this is different. This is totally different.
It's not a hotel for dogs. It's one dog living in a human hotel.
This is Home Alone with a dog in New York.
So he just it's a regular hotel.
Yeah
it's but one of the rooms has a dog.
It's Hotel for Humans featuring dog. And,
All right. We got to keep going here. Who got that last one?
I did. I won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Billy won.
Billy did.
Billy
it.
Won, David.
So it's Tom's turn. Ready, Tom?
No. Yeah, that's right.
I got
Tom, it. Do you want to keep
I think it's
this
Jeff.
Charade?
I do think it's Jeff.
Yeah, I got Jeff, Speed 2 Jeff, Cruise Control.
Tom's after Billy Wayne in this game.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah, it's me
it's
now.
Tom.
Yeah, it's me now.
Tom's turn.
Tom now.
Yeah. Ready, Tom?
I mean, I think that we're... I don't want to correct this because I feel like... Because I'm benefiting from it, but Jeff did get the last answer right, and it has been...
Oh, I thought Billy Wayne got...
that was a big joke.
Oh, it was?
The only... Yeah. Because Jeff got...
So it's Billy Wayne's turn then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I just don't want to take... I would hate to take a point that was...
no, that's fair. You know. Ready, Billy Wayne?
Sure.
You can't run from your past.
Is that the tagline?
I'm going to tell you the tagline in a second. I just wanted to throw in
something
I've been meaning to say to you.
I've never tried. I mean, honestly, I've never tried. The internet has existed since my past existed, so there's just no reason. You know,
yeah, there's no reason to run. Like, what would running do?
Yeah, it's just like
the
we're
internet's
already
just sitting there. You're running.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna go? All right. But what's the what's that the tagline for? You can't run from your past. Anything? Hello?
I'm thinking, but I'm kind of trying to rhyme. trying to rhyme over here.
I thought I'd lost everybody.
Hello.
You can't run. What is it?
You can't run from your past.
You can't run from your past.
Stuff you couldn't run from.
Yeah.
Past. Yeah.
I'm gonna say Creed 3.
What? Creed what? Creed 3?
Creed 3.
That is correct.
I was gonna say Creed 2 anyway.
Yes.
We already said what Creed 2 was in that first game.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
I forgot.
That would have been hilarious to just bring that one back again. So who gets that? But Billy Wayne figured that one out.
Yes.
Now it's Tom's turn.
Yes. So we got a three-way tie cooking, huh?
He's teaching high society some small town manners.
Oh.
He's
right.
Teaching high society some small town manners.
Mr. Deeds.
That is correct.
He's.
Jeff.
Yes.
Intelligence is their only job.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sneakers.
No. Billy Wayne.
Intelligence is their only job?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm Tay.
You got an answer?
Bees. The bee movie.
No. No. Oh my God. Tom.
I think I got nothing here. I'm gonna say the
Hello.
Here's the thing, I'm mumbling through not knowing.
He's a professional broadcaster. He knows he's got to make noises.
I'm going to say Need for Speed.
Oh, shit. Can I tell you guys something crazy about Need for Speed? Doesn't have a tagline.
Really?
You cannot search the internet. You cannot find a tagline for Need for Speed.
Is that true?
And it's absolutely true, because some movies don't, and that's one of them. Just doesn't have a tagline.
Mm-hmm.
The poster just says Need for Speed. I guess they feel like that's enough of an expression already. Why muddy the waters? You know what I mean? With anything else could seem like, well, which one is the title? You know, so they just, and they don't want to confuse the video game people. Need to know that that's exactly what that is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You think that hurt it at the box office?
When speed is your need. Need for speed. Like, I just think that we just need one or the other. So.
All right. Who's up next?
Me. Jeff.
What is it, Jeff?
I don't know. I already said sneakers.
Oh, right. So you're not up next.
So none of us.
No, we all three got it wrong. It.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What is it?
Let me make it official. That is for a movie called Burn After Read. In.
Asshole. Man.
I was really killing myself there. Brutal.
All right. So who got the last one right? Or
I have got
who's
the
last person
right.
to guess?
It'd be my turn again.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, we're on Jeff. Here we go. You can win this thing with this one, Jeff.
Wait, no, he can't. I'm up to one.
I have two. Also,
he has two. Oh, you and do. Billy Wayne has one. Yeah.
I got it. Creed and Speed 2.
2-2-1.
That's right. God,
2-2-1, Billy. 2-2-1-4. Just
two,
like
two, two, two equals 2-2-1 equals 4 equals Creed 2.
Damn it. Oh shit, we gotta go. We're running along. Okay, so Jeff, what movie is based on the bestseller by Stephen King?
This one is called Needful Things.
You figured it out, you son of a bitch. Jeff Tate has done it again. He is our winner today. Congratulations, Jeff. What have you got to plug, Jeff?
I got my Instagram back.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. What do you have to type in? What is it called?
at Jeff Tate. It's the one with one where I got my name on it. So
the lead singer of your lead singer of where?
Queen. No, that's another guy.
That's a different guy, but he doesn't have it on Instagram. I have at Jeff Tate on Instagram.
Ah.
I got it back. It was a whole thing. I left the listeners in suspense.
What does he call it? What does the Queensryche guy call himself on Instagram?
Oh, I have no idea.
Jeff Tate Queen.
Wait, was it Taterbug?
Yeah, yeah. they call him Tater Salad.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Well, this worked out great, Jeff, because you can come back as a returning champion at Helium in Portland on March 26th at 4:20. And right. Yeah, we could hype it up right now. It's gonna be an exciting weekend. And yeah. Thanks for being here. Billy Wayne Davis, always a delight. What would you like to plug, dude?
You guys can find my new special Testify for free on YouTube, where you can pay for it in all the spots. I'm very proud of it. Watch it. And then I will be in Portland, Denver, Houston in the next couple months. Portland, March 18th, specifically at the Siren Theater. Jeff will not be there, but we may hang out the 19th because I don't fly out till later.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's a good plan. Good plan. Tom Takkar.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me. I have a special/album coming out. It should be at the end of this month, if not next month. It's called Takkar Noir, based on the cologne. And it's free on YouTube, and it'll be on a CD. And then I'll be in Tulsa, like I said, later this month. I'll be in Wichita and Arkansas. And Arizona and Vegas, a bunch of spots. So I'll update my website, and you'll be able to see all those dates.
Yeah, if you heard your city in that list of cities, go figure it out. Go find out where he's at and go see him.
Cincinnati, yeah. TomTakkar.com. And yeah, congrats, Jeff. That was a great game.
Oh, thank you.
Douglas Movies is happening twice at South by Southwest, and once in Portland, and then I'm doing stand-up for my April 20 show this year is in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection. I'll be there for five shows that weekend, April 20 through 22. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thanks again, fellas. Jeff Tate, Tom Takkar, Billy Wayne Davis.
Thank you.
As always, thank you, guys. Thank you, as thank always. You. Rocky, 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 Rocky.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.